Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
On a phone line is Theo Meyer. He's the author of the early 202 for the Washington Post, sort of a political grab bag of things you should know every day. And he joins us on WGN. Hi, Theo. Thanks for saying hi.
Thanks for having me here.
Well, just catch us up a little bit. So Joe Biden signed what yesterday?
So President Biden signed a bill preventing a government shutdown. The government would have shut down at midnight last night had Democrats and Republicans not come together to pass a bill that will fund the government into December.
And some Republicans did sign on with that, right?
Yes, this was a bipartisan bill. It was pretty, uncontroversial as these things go, but it had been caught up in a sort of separate crisis, which is the impending expiration of the debt limit. The debt limit must be raised by some point in mid-October. Democrats had tried to link that to the prospect of a government shutdown and the need to continue funding the government. But ultimately, they went ahead and agreed with Republicans to pass this bill that funds the government but does nothing to raise the debt limit, which they'll have to deal with next.
This funding that they extended pays for bills that are already in, right? It's not new purchases or services.
Well, keeping the government open just appropriates money to keep the government going, continue funding programs at the levels of funding that they already have. So it is not related to the debt limit, which is a separate issue.
And so is that the one where the Republicans say we want the Democrats to go alone on this and the Democrats want the Republicans to sign on?
Yes, there's no real disagreement over the need to raise the debt limit, which simply allows the United States to continue issuing debt to pay the bills that it already owes. But Republicans have insisted that Democrats need to be the ones to pass this and have refused to provide any votes for it, which is causing some problems.
In the past, though, did Democrats sign on when the Republicans were in control, or is this the way this game always gets played?
Yes, in the past, Democrats have signed on when Republicans were in control. You know, weaponizing the debt limit like this is really a Republican tactic. Democrats who are, more pro-spending generally have not done so.
Right. And so the Republicans want the Democrats to go alone so that then when we spend even more money than we have, then I guess at election time they can say these people are the ones that incurred still more debt for you. And then they look at the way the money's spent and they say that's all the Democrats' fault. I mean, that's how that gets played. That's why that gets played. Am I correct on that?
Yes, exactly. Republicans want Democrats to lift the debt ceiling via a tactic known as reconciliation, under which they can do it with only 50 votes in the Senate. Democrats have exactly 50 votes in the Senate. A quirk of doing it this way is that rather than suspending the debt limit until, say, a year from now or 2 years from now, Democrats have to specify a number that that the debt can go up to. This is a number that I would anticipate would appear in Republican campaign ads if Republicans are successful in forcing the Democrats to do this.
Can the Democrats turn that on them and say, well, look at all the great things we did, especially during and post-pandemic? I know this isn't the trillion-dollar infrastructure stuff, but can't Democrats say Republicans weren't for the bridge or Republicans weren't for your health care? Can it be played that way?
They certainly could do that, although, as you know, there is only so much room for nuance in 30-second TV ads.
That's well put. Also, I just have about a minute or so, but can you just distinguish for us the $1 trillion infrastructure and the $3.5 trillion? We hear about these two pools of money. What are we talking about when we do that?
Yes, of course. So quickly, the $1 trillion infrastructure bill has already passed the Senate and is just being wrangled over in the House. Progressives have refused to vote for it until they get a vote or at least some sort of agreement on this much larger package that contains many of President Biden's other priorities, this $3.5 trillion spending bill. Although it seems, you know, very unlikely at this point that it will actually end up being $3.5 trillion.
It'll be less than that, correct?
Yes. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, and probably the swing vote in the chamber at this point, has said that he will not sign off on anything above $1.5 trillion. It's possible he'll come up a little bit. Or they can play some games with, you know, what exactly $1.5 trillion is.
Okay, let's leave it there for now, but it's just kind of mind-boggling, some of these numbers. It's good to know at least the basics that are going on. Theo Meyer is the author of The Early 202. It's a nice little update every day from The Washington Post. Nice to talk to you, Theo. Let's visit again down the road. Thanks for your help.
Thanks for having me.